So Eckhart, when I asked you about how you experienced your body now, you described it as some felt vibratory field that you're in touch with quite a bit of the time.
Yeah.
Do you imagine that when you die, what will occur to that field? What will be your experience then?
Well, in a way, I feel that I have already died. In a way, there's still the physical body, and so that's what's left. There's simply that, the physical, the density of the physical form dissolves, and what is left is simply consciousness. Temporarily, perhaps, it will still have not a physical form, but exists as a separate form, unless you know that they say you can, it is you can choose to reincarnate, not compulsively take on another body, but the choice may be there of taking on another body or of removing yourself completely. I don't know what will happen. I never don't give much thought to the future. So it does feel true to me that the choice is there, not the compulsion of needing further sense experience. That's gone long ago. I can enjoy sense experience. I can eat chocolate or whatever, any kind of sense experience. I just enjoy it. But if you said any of these things, you can't have any more of this or any more of that, even sex, no more for the rest of your life, it wouldn't matter very much. Or no more chocolate, it doesn't matter very much, although I can enjoy it. There's no compulsion anymore to experience, whether sensory or other kinds of experience. And so that need to live again in form, the desperate need, is not there. And there are many people now who are going beyond, those who are ripe for realization. If you sense within yourself, you will feel whether or not you want to live again. You can already, you want another physical existence. You need another physical existence, and if you sense within, you will know the answer. Perhaps at the moment you may still feel that you need another. Maybe in a few years you will feel that you don't want to have another physical existence. And then it may be up to you whether or not. In Buddhism, they have the beautiful view that when you are free, you can choose, perhaps out of compassion, to go through another incarnation. And then if you do, you have to go through another cycle of ignorance, but fairly quickly. The whole cycle of ignorance that humans is the destiny of humans has been for a long time. You would have to reincarnate into that again. but you would move through fairly quickly. Imagine living your whole life again. Not a nice prospect, having to live through it all again. But I usually don't speculate or even envisage what's going to happen, not even tomorrow, because I feel that my life is an unfolding, consciousness unfolding, and it does what it wants. I'm not making any plans for it. I occasionally make plans on a personal level, travel plans or this or that, but not beyond. There's a nice story of the disciple asking the Zen master, "What happens after death, master?" And the master says, "I don't know." And the disciple says, "Well, aren't you a master?" And the master says, "Yes, but I'm not a dead one." It's just not interested. I have really no interest in future. It's strange.